Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Cities across the nation are bracing for demonstrations and potential unrest once a verdict is announced in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. George Floyd's death sparked protests last summer throughout the U.S. and around the world. NPR's Brian Mann reports officials in New York City say they're prepared, whatever the outcome of this trial.
Police drew sharp criticism for their handling of Black Lives Matter protests in New York City last summer, with accusations they used excessive force. Chief Rodney Harrison told reporters at a briefing his department learned from that experience and is ready for demonstrations that could happen once a Chauvin verdict is announced.
You know, we've taken a look at some of the issues that we had to deal with, some of the looting and the rioting. We've learned from it. We have some good strategies in place to make sure there's a different scenario.
Harrison said the NYPD is following new guidelines to make sure there are safe opportunities for peaceful protests. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Scientists have made a new discovery about the long-term impacts of melting ice in the Arctic. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports the research was conducted in Greenland and is published in the journal Nature Communications.
Climate change is causing ice in the Arctic to melt rapidly, which drives sea level rise in more ways than one. During especially hot summers, a lot of ice melts very quickly. That happened in 2012, when huge sections of the Greenland ice sheet melted during the summer. A lot of the water created rivers and lakes on the surface of the ice sheet. That winter, those rivers and lakes refroze. Now, scientists say they can see that layer of refrozen ice. The problem with the new ice layer is that it's very dense, much denser than the snowy layers above and below it. That reduces the ability of the ice sheet to absorb meltwater during future warm summers, which could lead to more water running down into the ocean. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is making a push for President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan. He's outlining the details of the proposal today before the Senate Appropriations Committee.
This plan would improve more than 20,000 miles of roads and 10,000 bridges. It will strengthen aviation, ports, and waterways. It will address critical backlogs in rail and expand world-class passenger rail services, including high-speed rail.
The legislation also includes investments in clean energy and expanding broadband. Congressional Republicans have argued that Biden's plan strays from the traditional definition of infrastructure, but some GOP lawmakers have signaled they could support a scaled-back bill based around transportation, broadband, and water systems. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.